This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And if you're looking at getting into the housing market, you probably want to be as attractive as you possibly can to borrow money from the banks. I'm joined by Julie Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine. Julia, how are you?
Hey, great. Thank you, Jordan. And yourself?
Not too bad. So I guess for a start, what is borrowing power?
Well, I guess the borrowing power is the amount that you're able to be lent. So the amount that someone will give you to buy whatever it is that you want.
So what kind of stuff affects our borrowing power?
So if you want a home loan, there are a lot of things that are going to affect your borrowing power. Your home loan serviceability, like how the bank analyses how well you're going to be able to service that loan. So it looks at combining all your income, so the income from your job and also any interest from your investments.
So does that change from bank to bank then? Do they have different approaches to assessing home loan serviceability?
Yeah, they do slightly, you know, and when you need a valuation, et cetera, for your home, that also will vary slightly between banks. And that's where mortgage brokers can be quite handy in coming in and, you know, giving you a few tips on who's doing what. But basically, your home loan serviceability, they'll look at your job income, then they'll look at if you've got a rental property or something like that, they'll look at the rent or the interest that you earn from your investment. That won't be calculated as 100% of what you're earning because they kind of like to build a bit of fat around it in case something happens, like you have a rental property and your tenants move out, for example, or your dividends don't get paid for some reason. So that's added, but not in the same way.
Right.
And then you can change your home loan serviceability, you know, by having a bigger buffer in your payments as your loan goes through. So if you pay off a little bit more of your home loan and you build up, say, a $10,000 or $20,000 buffer, then you can potentially claim a better rate, either with your own provider or a different one.
I've used just for messing around in my own free time, as fun as this sounds, using a home loan calculator on one of the major banks' websites just to see what I could possibly, in, you know, hypothetically earn. Is it sort of the same thing as that? Just, I guess, a real person having a look at your situation?
Yeah, it is, and you know they've got rules that they stick by that you know that they're used to working with. See, money can be fun, Jordan. You're doing it in your spare time.
And so how do we then go about increasing our serviceability? What makes us look more attractive for lenders?
So when you look at your credit cards, you reduce your credit limits. And that doesn't mean, you know, if you've got three or four cards and you pay them off every month, that doesn't matter. What they want to know is how much you could be in debt potentially. So if one credit card gives you $10,000, another one gives you $15,000, and another one gives you $20,000, they're going to add them all together and say, well, you could be in this much debt at some point, and that makes you less attractive. So when you go to refinance, which I recently did, you know, they asked me to reduce the credit limit so that that makes me more attractive. Also, the length of your employment, you know, to show that you've got a stable employment history, that's also good. You know, like the credit limit, pay off your buy now, pay later loans. You know, that's something that they will look at. And try and rein in spending because they do look at your spending patterns through your credit cards and so on and through your bank accounts. And so they'll see what's going out and, you know, they'll work out how much you're spending. So, you know, if you're thinking of going for a big loan, look at your spending and try and cut it down for the few months beforehand.
So it's almost like a psychological assessment based off your money.
Yeah, and you know, you want to sort of train yourself a little bit too, because if you think you're going to have this loan and you're going to have to pay back whatever it is per month, you need to make sure to yourself that you can do it before you, you know, you get all this debt for yourself.
And what kind of things impact your credit history? Because I know that if you miss a payment for, say, your rent, that does mark down badly on your I guess, your money history.
Well, there's all any of the bills, anything that, well, if you need to have a debt collector, that's, you know, that's going to be major. But things that if you're paying your other loans off on time or your credit cards or whatever, that all goes in to affect your credit history.
In that case, are you better off not having a credit card at all then, just avoiding that kind of thing?
No, because then you don't have any credit history.
Nah, that's the trap.
It's a bit of a trap, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess you got to take out credit with the bank and also keep them happy.
It definitely is worth shopping around because different lenders will have slightly different rules that might suit the way that you manage your money better than others.
I guess, is there any way to compare different lenders then? I know Money Magazine likes to hand out awards each year. Is that something you'd look at as well?
That's right. Yeah, definitely. We look at the awards and who's consistently performing. There's also some comparators, so that if you're borrowing a certain amount at a certain time, you know, that there's comparisons that you can do all year round. And then, you know, go to an aggregator like a mortgage broker who can look at different loans for you, and, you know, because they're working with it all the time, they know all the best deals and what people are looking for and, you know, what would best suit you.
No worries. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor at Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.